You may have read about Miss Cassandra's and my newest chastity pet, Bildo. He's a cum-eater who needed to be put in chastity because, left to his own devices, he will masturbate far too much, limiting his cum production and also making himself not as readily available for his wife, should she require his services. It may seem odd to place a cum-eater in chastity since he enjoys eating his own cum, but it's actually a very good idea to do this, at least for certain periods of time, in order to build up a good amount of cum between ejaculations. The goal of a good cum-eater, after all, is to produce lots of sticky jizz for their cum-eating enjoyment, and having too many ejaculations too close together limits the amount of splooge that oozes out. Such is the case with Bilbo, or Bumbling Bill. He wants to be in chastity for us, to feel that control, and to know that it's helping him build up the amount of cum available for him to swallow, should he ever be given the opportunity to come for us any time soon. Yet he is struggling with wearing the chastity device. He has to take the device off in the evenings because his wife does not understand his desire for chastity, which seems to make it a bit more difficult for him to put that cage back on in the morning. What I have to say about that, Bumbling Bill, is that if you truly want to feel controlled and truly want to build up the amount of cum for you to eat, then you must follow through and lock that cock up every single morning. At this rate, you'll never be allowed to release because of punishment for not doing as told, so that huge amount of tasty cum you crave, it won't even be within reach. Until next time, slut. I'm Empress Hunter. You can reach me by calling 800-601-6975 and read my cum-eating blog at cumeatingfantasies.com.